It is time to talk some NHL hockey. It is time for the Debate Hockey Podcast. I'm the host of the show, Brad Brood. Joined alongside my co-host each and every week, Blake Friars. And it is, we had a week out yet last week with all kinds of different things as I battled a little COVID and you, what did you have? You had a hockey game.
I had hockey.
You weren't great either.
Well, I wasn't really feeling great. No, I was, it was kind of brutal, but, and then I just went to Calgary, this weekend and, now I'm back, but I had a doctor's appointment today, so I wasn't sure if I was going to make it, but here we are. Episode, what is this, 235?
Yeah. Boy. Sometimes it seems like it should be more, and sometimes it seems like it should be less.
What did we do, like 30 a year, 30 a season?
About 34, between 30 and 4, about 35 a season on average, I would say. Yeah. Just every week during the regular season, and then every week during the postseason, and then once, twice a month during the off season. Just enough to give us a little break to reset a little bit. Before we get going, I got to get your opinion on something here quick. There's a bunch of teams in the WHL. I don't know if you've seen this, but they changed their name for one night and they had like a name significant to their city and had new jerseys and new merchandise and everything. And I saw there was one last week and I can't remember the name was clever. It was somebody out west and I can't think of the name, but I did see that the Brandon Wheat Kings did it this weekend, and they were on Friday night against the Regina Pats, they were the Wheat City Walleye. And
they they had jerseys for that.
Yeah. Like they had a logo, and I'm going to do it on the flyer and see if I can't, I wouldn't be able to pull it up. I don't have a graphic of it, but they had jerseys and everything. And they're not the only team doing it. There's a multiple teams that are doing it, and hell, I don't know. Maybe Brandon should do it every night. They just throttled the Pats 6-1 or 8-1 or something crazy that night.
So. That's a cool logo.
Yeah. It's kind of different. And it's kind of cool. And I mean, they still tied in the Wheat City, and I don't know. It's a little NBA-ish, but I don't hate this. I don't hate it.
It's creative.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
It's different.
Yeah, I don't know. The other name, I can't think of what it was, but it was freaking really cool. It was something like, is like a fish, and it was also like a fish, but it was a different
Toledo.
No, it's a WHL team, and it was a name of a fish I hadn't heard of before, but I don't know. Tristan Jarry scores a goal the other night. Does that get you excited anymore, or is that fun wore off for you?
Yeah, it's cool. It's rare. It doesn't happen very often. It's cool.
I don't get excited like I used to. I remember when Ron Hextall did it, I was just like, oh, you know, this is amazing. And now
you remember when Marty did it in the playoffs? I was pretty legit. He was jumping up and down. The best one by far in my lifetime, at least, is Jose Theodore behind that, where he turned his stick around and shot and flipped the puck from behind the net. Who else did that? Dwayne Rollison used to do that too. He used to put his glove up top and his blocker on the bottom.
I don't know. I mean, it's cool. It's one of those things. But yeah, another thing I saw this week for the first time I've never seen before. Official calls, like some roughing calls and a couple slashes or something.
And then he gives everybody gets a 10-minute misconduct. I was like, all right.
Ottawa, Florida game, right?
No, yeah, it was four. It was 4-0. There was like 6 minutes left. And he's like, everybody on the ice, you're gone. I was like, all right.
I thought it was cool. I thought it was good. It was actually super smart, don't you think?
Yeah, I just control the game somehow. Not get it out of hand, but I know you hated. I know you hated Wallum and Selly on Saturday, and it was awesome. It was awesome.
What did you just say? I didn't
understand. I know you. You're a traditionalist. Oh, you don't like celebrations. You don't like celebrations. Listen.
No, I just act like you've done it. I mean, I don't know. I don't mind celebrations.
He
I
did
mean,
act like he's done it. He's done that celebration before. He's mastered it. It's awesome. You score the winner in that fashion, you do whatever you want.
If you score an overtime winner, I'm like okay with it. If it's a normal goal.
Yeah, if it's like a 1-1, no. Like, you can't be doing that.
But I'm sorry. I just can't
get... Both of the times you've done it, OT winners. That's okay.
I can live with that. I can live with that. I lived with
you. And the best thing about it is it actually was a good gritty. That was a good one. Like, he does it good.
But, you know, I just don't like it. Like, I despise the NFL when... they celebrate these stupid skit bullshit. God,
That's hard to score in the NFL. Touchdowns are hard to come by, man.
Oh, give me a break.
What do you mean?
They get millions and millions of dollars. I know,
dude, but I'm just saying, like, it's hard to score a touchdown in the league. It's all right.
So you went up to Calgary this week, and I'm sure been probably...
let's get our full screen here. What's going on
here?
There he is. That's cool. Cool story. So
while you were taking that picture, did you happen to ask Pedersen how much he's going to
sell? We didn't have much. We had maybe a little bit left in there. But it was good. We stayed at the Sheraton in downtown Calgary, and you know, it's free complimentary breakfast. And
that's why Blake stayed there.
yeah, free breakfast. Yeah, anyway, so I went down there a little late. So my dad went down there at about 8:30 because we didn't get to bed. We didn't get bed till like 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, we had a late flight, like, because I worked on Friday. I worked until 6, and then I drove up to Regina after work, and we flew out at like 9:40 at night out of Regina to Calgary. It's like an hour and 50-minute flight. So we got there at about, you lose an hour, so we got in our hotel at like 11 o'clock. We went and got some food, whatever, went and had a beer. We didn't get to bed till like probably like close to 2 Saskatchewan time. So we were tired. And me and my dad were like, hey, we're not going to set alarms. Like, we'll just wake up when we wake up, go downstairs, eat breakfast. So my dad goes down like 8:30. And I woke up about maybe 10, 15 minutes later. And I was getting dressed, whatever. So I walked downstairs about 9 o'clock. And I turn to my right. And I see a guy, a bald guy. Looking over, I double take. I'm like, it's Rick Tocchet. So I go over there, shook his hand. I was like, hey, Rick, how's it going? Blake Fryer's here from Saskatchewan. I was like, hey, like, nice to meet you. I'm a big Canucks fan from Saskatchewan. And he's like, oh, like, nice. Like, what made you a Canucks fan? We talked for like 10 minutes. And he's a cool dude. I mean, we're just talking hockey. We talked about the West Coast Express, talked about some of his Pittsburgh days when he was playing with the Auger. And it's a pretty insightful dude.
Did he give any betting advice?
No.
You didn't go down that road.
No, but it was just cool to meet a guy like that. And then literally an hour later, I'm on the 7th floor. And we're going down, and all of a sudden, Pedersen, Hoglander, and Garland walk into my elevator. I'm just like, Jesus, like, what's going on here? And I was like, hey, like, mind if I get a quick picture? And they're like, yeah, let's like make it quick. Like,
Garland take the picture?
No, my dad took the picture. Garland was like behind, walking towards the elevator.
We couldn't see him in the picture. He's so short.
So anyway, like, make it quick. We're heading to the bus in the morning. Skate. I was like, no problem, whatever. And then just like said,
make it quick.
I was like, hey, what's up? So whatever. We just took a quick picture, and it was cool. It was a good trip. Vancouver played a good game. Probably should have been like 4-1. Should have been probably 4-1. Markstrom actually didn't play too bad. Probably should have had the first one, let the first shot on goal again. Classic Markstrom. But it was nice. I like sitting up top in the Sal Dome, like sitting up in the second level in the Sal Dome. You see the whole ice better. It was a good game. That was my first time at the Sal Dome since 2019. So it was good. It's good to be back. A little quick business trip for 2 points. Beat just goes on for old knuckleheads, eh?
Yeah, but your numbers are not trending as well as they were.
Oh, You can't sustain 4.5 goals a game. Everybody in God's green earth knows that.
So what do you think of the new All-Star game, bringing back the draft?
Yeah, it's good. I hope the last person gets a car again. It's good. I hope they televise it too. It's good.
Well, why would they not? Why would they do it and not televise it?
I'm just saying, like, it's cool. It gets fans engaged. It's good. They're gonna make money. Who's the last pick in the NHL and draft and the All-Star game? They're gonna bet on it. Yeah, more money than NHL spot.
After Blake's super long intro with his Canucks
story. Just making some good conversation here, man.
That's longer than he got to talk to those guys. So let's roll into the show here. We got the quarter mark standings to talk about. Zadorov trade, Tyson Barry, Habs goaltending, Wild's fire and hire a coach, some vicious slashes, Kane signs, and the Perry disaster. Oh, we got a jam-packed show. All right, we got a lickety-split. We got to get to it, man. We got a lot to talk about. Thanksgiving has come and gone. We're to the quarter mark of the season. And let's talk about where the teams kind of sit, and we'll kind of compare it to our predictions. It's a little early for our predictions to be panning out, but I do have them in front of me just in case we need to reference them. But the quarter mark, let's start in the East. We always start in the East, and let's get her going with the Atlantic right away. As Boston's up on top, that's
a surprise. Wait. Did you take this like during like Thanksgiving?
Oh, no, this is a quarter mark. This is from last night. I snapshotted the
standings. Oh, shit. I wrote the standings down. I put the wrong divisions. My bad.
Hang on. And you know what? Let's do this. Just so our listeners, or actually our viewers can see. Our listeners don't need to see because what the hell are they going to see? Let's go like this and switch this around, and there it is. So they can see that's the wild card format.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about this. We'll go through each division quickly. Boston on top in the Atlantic.
Yeah. I like this. I can see this on my screen. That's good. I like this. It's good stuff.
Florida sits in second. A little bit of a surprise as both for me. I had Florida down a little bit this year. You had them up there, but you had Boston down a little bit. Detroit sits in third. This is a shocker for both of us as we both had them way down the list. Detroit's been good. They're sustaining. That's what surprises me a little bit is that they're sustaining good play from a lot of players.
Well, and they're getting good goaltending from like from Reimer too.
Yep. I always liked him. He's a gamer for sure.
He's a gamer.
Toronto sits in fourth. The one stat with Toronto is how many of their games have went two extra
times. They have five out of the 12 wins, five regulation wins.
Yeah.
Five. Let's go over. The San Jose Sharks have six. That's not good.
I know, but at least they are winning and they are getting points. You know, they're doing like the exact opposite of what Calgary did last year. This is exactly what Calgary did last year. And they lost. Didn't get the point. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's a mirror image. Tampa Bay, they sit in fifth right now, and that's a team that's got to be worrying a little bit. They are getting another win tonight, so they'll be.
Well, hey, listen though, listen, okay. If you were to tell Tampa Bay, when the season started, if you were to tell them, hey, at American Thanksgiving / just start of December, we're gonna be without Vasilevskiy for 2 months, but we're only gonna be out of the playoff picture by 3 points. They would have taken that and ran with it because you didn't know what you're gonna get with Johansson. You didn't know what you're gonna get. He kept their head above water. He did great for them. He was fine.
I agree. Like, I think you know what?
They would have taken that. 10-5. Sure. Now you got your guy back. You got your guy back, your leader, your Vezina guy. They're fine. But
I think they're fine. I mean, I had them doing okay this year.
They are allowing a little too much goals than I would expect.
A little leaky, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the game against Dallas? Holy shit. They got smoked. 8-1.
Yeah. Well, that's going to happen. Every team has nights. Yeah. I mean, I kind of throw those in the garbage.
Yeah.
Montreal sits at six. Buffalo. You had this year being the Buffalo's year to go make the playoffs. I don't think that's happening, Blake. They are struggling. There was sitting with 22.
Well, points. Devin Levi got sent down. It's like, I don't know, man. It's they're just not scoring. Tage Thompson's just not the finisher to start this year that he was last year. Cousins has not been good. I don't know. There's a lot of mixed bag with that.
Ottawa sits in last, and this one surprises me a little
bit. You picked them to finish third.
I did. And I still think they're going to improve a lot. They're not getting I don't know. They've had so many things happen in that organization.
There's too many distractions.
Yep.
This team
is calming now. It is calming, Blake. It lately it has been better.
Yeah, but they're still calling for Smith's head.
I think Smith gets fired in the next week.
Honestly, I was talking with my dad, and I'm like, listen, if they lose tonight against Seattle, he's getting fired tomorrow.
Don't think they're losing tonight, but...
No, I have Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, they beat Seattle 3-1 or something.
5-0. There was a shutout. They had a shutout. Forsberg had a shutout that night.
Yeah, Korpisalo hasn't been great, but...
On over to the Metro, New York Rangers sit atop there. We both had New York as one of the better teams. Carolina sits in second. We both had them up towards the top. Philly sits in third, obviously one that shocks us both because I had Philly way at the bottom and you did too. Washington is a team that sits in fourth right now. I don't see this being sustainable. They're getting throttled again tonight. This team just is – they're just offensively not –
this team is not making the – I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
I don't either. They currently sit in a playoff spot at the quarter mark.
They're third, right? They're third.
They did drop to fourth tonight, but they did this. Our graphic is from last night and the playoffs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Islanders sitting fifth. Another team having a hell of a time scoring this year. Pittsburgh sits in sixth. New Jersey.
The hell's going on with my Devils?
Every time you pick them, Blake, to do well, they don't.
I know. I'm going to start getting hate mail like you got hate mail from the Hurricanes.
I'm going to tell you a story about what my theory on the Devils is. I go back to Calgary and I'll relate it to Seattle this year. When you have teams that have guys that all have career years.
Yeah.
That is extremely hard to replicate the next year. Seattle is having it this year. They had career year upon career year. New Jersey had that last year. It's hard to replicate. Hang on, Vancouver, next year. It's hard.
Okay. Stop with the jabs. We're not even in the Western Conference. Let's stay on task here. Let's stay on task.
Columbus sits in eighth. I don't think that's surprising.
Okay, let's go back to the Devils. What thing's going on? They're not getting their Vitek Vanacek hasn't been very good. Let's just call a spade a spade. Their goaltending has not been that good.
They're young, and what they added, I mean, you added as much as I like Tyler Toffoli. I mean, you're adding such an aged, slower player. I don't know. I mean, the dude can put the puck in the net.
The guy's got 12 goals.
He does. And he definitely is not the reason they're sitting in the spot they are. That's for darn sure, but
they're not like I don't know. They're just last year their power play was good. This year it's like also Jack Hughes is a long chunk of that. Like he missed what two weeks. So
yeah, but that doesn't change. That doesn't move you up six slots in the standings.
Yeah, but when you miss your heart and soul of the team, everybody's got to step up, and they haven't really had anybody do that.
I just think it's hard to have everybody play at that same pace they did last year. That's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Switch gears on over to the Western Conference, and we'll talk Central first. As Colorado sits atop right now with 32 points, followed by Dallas and then Winnipeg. I think, you know, Colorado and Dallas, we both had 1-2. I had Winnipeg third, so I've got this division nailed right on the money so far. But there's where it changes as a team. First, I guess my question is Winnipeg surprise you a bit?
I mean, the last couple years, I haven't really been high on them. Obviously, they're talented. Everybody knows that. They got one of the best goaltenders in the league. They got both some make
the playoffs. We both did. So
we didn't.
We both had him in the playoffs.
Okay, I had him in wild card, right?
Yep, yep. I had okay. him. In.
All right. A guy that's been a big surprise for me is Cole Perfetti. He's been a really good player for them. He's on a tear right now. He's got like 8 goals this last 9 games or something like crazy like that. So he's given them a big boost. They just extended Nito Niederreiter today, a pretty decent deal. I think it's been a – they were without their coach for a big stretch, and they actually played well in his absence, which was good to see.
I had the Arizona Coyotes sitting in 5th. You had them in 6th. They sit currently in 4th and are winning again tonight.
Did you see that stat? They have beat the last 5 Stanley Cup champions in the last 5 games. What a crazy coincidence that is, eh?
Yeah, it's crazy that your schedule would be that, but
yeah.
They're
playing well. Like they're a young team, but they've added some vets. They spent a little money. We talked about in the start of the season that they were going to be a respectable team, and they are. They've been a respectable team. They're not the laughing stock of the league anymore, which is good to see them go out and spend money and not like in previous years where they just spent to the floor and just took on bad money. That's why we call them the Arizona money launderers, right? Like, I'm just saying, like, they're a respectable team, and it's good to see. We don't love that they're playing in a $5,000 seat arena, but at least they're putting a respectable product on the ice.
I have a prediction for what happens there, and I think they get moved this next year. But that being said, Connor Ingram has been really, really
He's got a .925 save,
and winning some very, very big, tight, close, hard-fought games. He's coming through for them. He's been
He was a second or third round pick when he was drafted, and he's finally getting a chance to be the guy, and he's taking it and running with it. It's good. Good for him. Good Sasky boy. Good Sasky boy.
St. Louis sits in 5th, Nashville 6th, Minnesota. Let's talk a little bit about that.
What is the crime with these guys?
Minnesota's been like this forever, though. They're a hard team.
Boring style, boring play. They struggle to score goals. They rely on their defense and goaltender to win them games. That's the Minnesota way. And right now, they can't keep the puck out of their net. They're not. Gustafson hasn't been as good. And can you really rely on a 38-year-old Marc-Andre Fleury to carry the load when he's not playing well? Probably not, right? They fired Dean Evason. Is it his fault? Probably not. I think he's a very good coach. He's a great coach. But it came down to they didn't have success in the playoffs, and they're off to a bad start. And sometimes you can't fire the players, so who gets the blame, right? In Edmonton, what's his name?
Woodcroft,
was it his fault that McDavid was producing at a 70-point pace? No, but that's what happens, right?
Let's switch on over to the Pacific as Vegas sits atop with 36 points. Vancouver sits at 33 and LA at 31. They let the 1-2-3 lock down.
Yeah.
Not a whole bunch of surprise there other than one team missing that we both had winning the division, and Vancouver slides up. We both had been 5th.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit. 4th, 5th is Calgary and Seattle. Anaheim sits in 6th. Edmonton sits in 7th, but have been winners in their last 4, 7-3 in their last 10 with an under their new coach. Is Edmonton obviously on the upswing? The question is, how far will that upswing bring them?
Well, I mean, you look at their they're 12 points behind. They're 12 points behind third place. Well, okay, so let's go. Right now, what are they? 6 points out of a playoff spot, the second wild card. Pretty significant gap between a wild card, though, and the top 3 in the Pacific. That's, 12 points? 12, 14 points. I'm not saying they're dead, but
Well, where did you get this 12 or 14 points from?
Well, Edmonton to Vancouver, was that's 14 points. They're 12 points Calgary, behind LA.
Calgary is...
Unless these standings are off.
Calgary's 8 back of LA.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about Edmonton right now.
Yeah.
We're talking about Edmonton. Like, that's...
I got a question for you. Neither one of us saw Vancouver getting off to this start. And Vancouver currently sits second place. They're 16-8-1. They had 33 points. They're 3 back of Vegas, which is very close. But for that good of a start, did you not? I mean, I look at their
well, they're probably, 6. They're 6-6. Their last 12. So
yeah, but they're probably. I mean, you look at that, and LA sits at 2 points back of them, so 1 game back with 4 games in hand. So theoretically, I would say that LA is going to at least win one of those. So, I mean, Vancouver's sitting in third for most purposes here until the LA catches up a little bit. Is that not kind of upset you as a Vancouver fan to be in third place?
No, dude.
After being in this solid of a start, I mean,
okay,
geez, dude.
Okay, yeah, you still got a 10-point cushion on Calgary. Like, that's 5 wins. That's you've created a cushion for yourself in case you do have a 4-6 10 games. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they've no Canuck fan is upset at this start. I mean, it's
I'm not saying you're upset
like that you're in third or second or third. No, I mean, like,
you feel like you should almost be higher with how well you've played.
Yeah, that's just how good Vegas has been. They're showing why they're the champs and why they should be respected. LA is like that too. I love watching LA at late at night, man. Oh, they're such a fun team to watch, and
they're really fun.
Trevor Moore, man, wouldn't he look good in a team like the Toronto Maple Leafs right now? Oh boy, what a misplace of management that was. You see the goal he scored last night?
I did not. I don't watch hockey on Sunday night.
Picked the puck out of the corner, took it to the net, short side shelf. I'll send it to you after the pod. It was a nice goal.
So let's quickly go through the East and the West and say, who's going to move out of a playoff spot? Who's going to move in? In the East, I have Washington probably falling out of a playoff spot. I think Detroit's going to hold their own and stick in there. I see Tampa Bay moving up and getting into a playoff spot. I just don't know if New Jersey can.
They're 3 points out, Brad.
I know.
Okay, I'm going to go. I will say Detroit. Detroit is out. Toronto will take Detroit's spot, and I will take the Devils to take the Capitals spot for the wild card.
I mean, what about the Islanders? Are the Islanders going to stick?
No, I don't think the Islanders are in.
How about as we look over to the West, I think Colorado, Dallas, and Winnipeg are pretty locked.
Yeah, I would say so.
LA sounds pretty locked to me. Wild card, I could almost roll a dice. You could almost roll a dice. I think it's going to be Edmonton. And
I will say right now, I think...
Edmonton, Arizona? I don't know.
I think it's going to be Edmonton. And I want to say Arizona, but I feel like I'll be on freezing cold takes real quick. That wouldn't be a smart. The easy bet would be to go with a team like St. Louis.
I don't see that happening at all.
I don't know. We picked them so down in the standings, but they've been fine. They've been whatever. They've been okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's going to be interesting. We will evaluate again at the halfway point. It is time to hit fast forward and go around to the league. All right, quick version for on the league. We got lots to talk about. I'm going to roll through it really fast with you. Zadorov gets traded. Calgary gets a third in 2026, a fifth in 2024. Vancouver gets Nikita Zadorov.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good pickup for the Canucks that there is a team that's battling some injuries on the back end. Very, very nice, tidy piece of business. Cap management by the Canucks. They flipped a $4.1 million Bevilier, who was producing eight points in 25 games, playing fourth line minutes. They flipped him, got rid of his money to Chicago and flipped that pick. They got back plus a third round pick and brought in a 4-5 D-man. So, yeah, it's good. He adds a lot of size to a decor that's already pretty big. Once you get Susie back, it's all of a sudden it's looking like a pretty good defense.
I had to laugh. I heard a guy on Sports.
You told me he wasn't going to get booed. That guy got booed every time he touched the damn puck. I knew that was going to happen. Told me he's not getting booed. You said, they don't really care. The guy's not going to want to be there. Who cares?
I just knew. Said he doesn't want to be there. Doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, I knew he was going to get booed. It was loud, dude.
You know, whatever, but I will, I think it's funny.
I don't love him with Tyler Myers. I will go on record saying that. I don't love him with Tyler Myers.
Well, I do actually. As long as they're your bottom pairing. See, I think Zadorov's a great 5-6. And honestly, I think Tyler Myers is a pretty good 5-6. I think they've been miscast. Not in Calgary. Zadorov didn't get miscast, but then he got pissed off because he was a first round pick and he thinks he's a 2-3.
Right. Okay. But.
Hear me out. When Myers was in Winnipeg, he was a third line pairing and did fine. He comes to Vancouver, and unfortunately, Vancouver did not have a good defense, right, and they had to push him up the thing. And then he struggles.
Yeah.
He goes on to that bottom three or that bottom two. He's a fine. He's fine.
Yeah.
But you know, I heard
you're paying him $6 million though.
But you gotta take that.
And he's fine. He's fine. I'd rather Myers play with a guy like Susie, and you can play Zadorov with Ian Cole. I'd rather that, because for me, I feel like Zadorov and Tyler Myers are too similar. They both like to jump up and join the rush, and you need a defensive guy with both of those guys.
But if you can do like Calgary did with Zadorov and Gabranson,
that's true. Gabranson's that stay-at-home guy.
Have them be stay-at-home guys. And be that big line of defense that they'd be tough. I heard a funny one. It's Zadorov and Myers together are 17 feet of zero hockey sense.
Okay, zip it. That's why that is that from your burner account?
No,
that's your burner.
Yeah. I do think that Zadorov is a good acquisition by the Canucks.
Yeah,
but I do also think that Vancouver fans are forgetting some of the struggles that Zadorov does have.
No, he turns the puck over. He goes for a big hit and misses sometimes. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like for sure. Yeah, he takes some penalties. He took a dumb one against Calgary. It is what it is. I didn't think he looked that bad for a guy player. He scored 14 goals last year. 14.
Okay, don't forget, though, that he had three of them in the final game against a meaningless game against San Jose.
Okay, still 11 goals as a D-man? Okay. Pretty good.
Well, let me know how that goes for you.
Well, we will.
Tyson Barrie, Nashville, has been given permission to talk to other teams. Like, what's up with Zadorov, Ed Barrie? Why are they on so many teams?
I don't know.
I mean, Zadorov's been on Buffalo, Chicago, Colorado, Calgary, and Vancouver. Like, and Barrie has been to Nashville.
This is his third team.
I know, but like, holy cow.
No, fourth team.
14.
Edmonton, Toronto, Colorado, and Nashville.
Yeah. I know, but why? These guys are – why?
He's not a very good defenseman anymore.
Well, no, but there's a lot of not very good defense.
Here's the thing. Where does Tyson Barrie – where is he most valuable? On the power play. He ain't getting power play time with Roman Josi on the team. He doesn't fit that scheme. He needs to play – it's the same reason why he didn't work in Toronto, because Morgan Rielly ran the power play. He struggled. He was the number one quarterback of the power play until Evan Bouchard took that over. So they ship him out. He was the number one quarterback in Colorado. He was fine. He is more engaged when he gets all of his power play time. And I feel like once he's more engaged, he plays better defensively. He's not getting power play time there, and he's isolated and struggling.
I agree.
He needs to go somewhere where he can be a quarterback on a power play, and he will thrive. He has in two of the four places he's been. The other two, he struggled because he didn't play in the power play.
What price tag?
What, is he making 4.5? I don't know. I don't know.
That's the question, I guess. You know, that'll be interesting to see how.
But I think I think he needs to be quarterback on the power play.
So I got a question for you. Montreal Canadiens extend Montembeau. Can't do it today. 3 years, 3.15.
Yeah.
Hello. What's going on here? Why? Wait a minute. Why?
You don't. What's wrong with this deal? What's wrong with that? Montembeau's been, he's been excellent the last year and a half. 3.5 for 3 years. I think it's going to be, that's going to be a great deal. He has a 9-10 save percentage on a pretty piss poor Montreal team. He's been just fine. He ain't the reason why they're losing games.
I'm not saying that at all.
He's a gap stop until you can, for the next 3 years, until you can find somebody there. He's 27 years old. By the time the contract's over, you're 30, and you're hoping that if you're Montreal, you can either draft a goaltender or you go out and get one after 3 years. It's easy. He's fine. They're rebuilding. They're rebuilding for the next 3 years anyway. So what's the big deal?
I thought that was a little, I don't know.
No, that's not too bad. Jake Allen's gone after this year anyway. Caden Primo and Montembeau is going to be the guys next year. It's okay.
Minnesota fire. We touched on this earlier, so we won't touch on it much now, but they fire Dean Evenson, hire John Hines.
Hines, yeah.
I don't know. This move to me just seems like.
You thought they should have brought back Daryl Sutter, eh?
Daryl Sutter was.
I'm joking. But do I think Hines is the answer there? Probably not. I don't know. They're what, 3-0 with Hines? 2-0?
I never can tell what Minnesota is going to do.
They're the most unpredictable team in the league. I think they are one of them. You don't know if you're going to explode for six or you're going to lose 5-0. You just don't know.
So a couple quick things I want to talk about, some slashes. Do you see Trouba slashes Frederick in the head, gets
No, stop it. Did you see both angles? Stop it. He was Frederick was holding his damn stick and he was just trying to get it away and he accidentally hit him in the head.
How about, speaking of funny ones, how about Konechny and Brandon Smith, as Konechny just gets tomahawked when he had it coming because he hits.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
Look it up on YouTube. He just gets tomahawked. The one I did want to talk to you about is, I watched that Hughes hit that sent him into the boards, right? From Garnet Hathaway. I'm sorry. I don't even see a penalty.
Dude. It was a fucking icing. You can't do that. The whistle went for icing. You can't hit a guy when the whistle goes for icing and blow him up after the whistle. You can't do that.
You blow him up.
He did too. Hughes is standing there. He's not thinking he's going to get hit. He just won the race for icing. Nobody is thinking about getting hit after the ref blows the whistle for icing. That's bush league. That's bullshit.
So how come nothing happened to him?
It's bullshit. He should have got suspended. That's dirty. Dude, it's not that it was a dirty hit. It's that it was after an icing. It's after an icing. It's bush league. It's bush league. It's bush league. It is. You can't do that after when the ref blew. That's why they went to the no touch icing to get rid of that shit.
So when are people going to be accountable though for protecting themselves at some point?
Okay, dude. Okay, so you win the race. You win the race. You're automatically just supposed to be ready to get hit when you. No, come on.
I'm not alone in this opinion on this one. Ton of people say that this one, including the coach Tortorella, is saying, I don't get it. I don't get this.
Okay, but the whistle went for icing, so the play's dead. You don't hit a guy.
The hit already came before the whistle.
No, it did not. Watch it again. No, it did not.
I will. I'll have to watch it again.
Whistle goes, and then he hits him. It's bush league. It is. And I didn't like it.
Detroit signs Patrick Kane. Were you surprised on this one?
No, he reunites with DeBrincat. They were a really good duo in Chicago. They get him at a discounted price of, what, 3.75 for 1 year? Is it 1 year or two?
1 year, I believe.
1 year. So, yeah. I think he's going to be ready to play in 4 or 5 games. He just get ramped up. Yeah, this is a good pickup for it's a good pickup for Detroit. Anything that he does is gravy. You're not really having much expectation to see what he can do. We'll see what happens. I don't mind it.
I want to quickly touch on this before we get to 3 questions. The Corey Perry thing, we didn't get a chance to talk about that. The only thing I want to say about this is the way our society is now about protecting not the victim. We protect the perpetrators and everything nowadays in society. If the team would have just came out and said what Perry did,
listen,
we could have stopped a ton of rumors and a ton of hurt for the Bedard family.
The fact that the Chicago Blackhawks let those rumors just circulate on Twitter for 3 days, almost 4 days, is pathetic. I'm sorry. As soon as those rumors started, a statement should have been out and said, Corey Perry had nothing to do with any family member on the team or anything. Done. Squash. Rumors are done. But no, they let it circulate, and then the press conference comes out, and then he says it 3 days later. Come on. It's got to be done. As soon as those rumors start up, statement out on social media, done. Done.
Squash. Why can't they just tell us what happened?
I don't know, because there's an investigation. I don't know. We don't know what's involved.
I mean, they said it's not criminal. Like, what the hell?
I don't understand.
So instead, this poor family had to deal with this BS for a week. And if we'd have just known what was going on, everybody, it just doesn't make sense to me. But
something
that does make sense to me, Apparel Bandits, you need to go on and check them out. They are our sponsor. They have a lot of really, really, really cool merchandise. You can get your team logo put on. Bags, sweatshirts, hats, everything. Get your whole team outfitted. Apparelbandits.com. And Blake, you know what time it is? It is time. It is time for 3 questions, an edition of 3 questions that hopefully you are ready for. I'm interested to see what you got for me. Here's 3 questions.
It's time for 3 questions.
Fire away.
Is the Calder race more exciting than people originally thought?
I thought that Logan Cooley and a bunch of other guys would be giving Connor Bedard a little bit of a run. Although I will say that Connor Bedard's been very, very good.
What's your thoughts been on Brock Faber?
Very good.
He's good. I like his game a lot. But what Bedard's doing is he's got, what, 10 goals his first, or 11 goals in 20 some games. Pretty damn good. What's your biggest surprise player in the first quarter of the year?
Johnny Gaudreau.
No, seriously?
All that talent and he can't put a point up? It's pretty surprising.
Yeah. I went with Perfetti here because I didn't think he would be this good this early.
I can be as surprised with bad as I can good, right?
Who is your good surprise player? You got a good surprise player?
Connor Ingram.
You know who is another good one? And I'm so happy for the guy. It's Brock Besser. Leads the league with 17 goals. He had 16 goals all year last year. The Canucks were ready to give this guy away for water bottles. They were going to retain. Dude, they were ready to give this guy away for free, and now he leads the NHL in goals. It's an awesome story.
He won't end the year with that.
But no, I'm just saying. But for a guy who had 16 goals last year, and now he's at 17, all the stuff he went through, I'm happy for him. Okay, favorite player to watch in the league right now?
Oh, favorite player in the league to watch right now. I can name some teams probably quicker than players. Who is, that's a really good question. Who is my favorite player to watch?
You want to know who I love watching?
You know who I like? You know
David Pasternak.
Yeah, but you want to know who my favorite player to watch is? Because he always intrigues me because I think he's so forgotten in this league. Is Miro Heiskanen in Dallas?
Forgotten yeah. How?
He's hardly talked about outside of Dallas. He's hardly talked about. Think about it.
Yeah, I mean, they do talk about Hughes and Makar a lot right now.
You never hear his name. He's back pages. I mean, he's you hear Hughes, Makar, Yossi Hedman, you know, and oh yeah, and then he that younger Heiskanen kid in Dallas. I mean, holy shit, this kid! I love watching him play. I love watching.
He's good. I love watching Kucherov too. The guy just continues to just destroy players.
I love watching Nathan MacKinnon when he's in a mode.
When he's mad, when he's pissed off and just takes the puck up behind the net and just gallops all the way down the ice. Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to play a pissed off MacKinnon either.
How many times this year, this sounds crazy, but how many times this year when you've been watching Edmonton have you seen Warren Fogle and think it was McDavid because he's number 37 and he's a big body and every once in a while. But you know what? He's an underrated player for them. He's a good hockey player.
Yeah, he is.
Listener question comes from Eric Larson, and you got to listen to this now.
Where is he from?
He's a friend of mine, actually.
Oh.
And he posed this question to me one day at work because we talk sports all the time. And I told him, I'm like, I got to use this because this is good.
What's his name?
Eric Larson. Okay, so listen.
All right.
Hockey jerseys are the best jerseys in all of sports. If you could only buy one more for the rest of your life, what team would it be? What style would it be? And what player would be on the back?
I would go with a skate in the rink, white Marcus Naslund 19 on the back. He's one of my favorite players growing up. White, the old white skate with the V on the side. Yeah. That's a good one.
All right.
What about you? You're gonna ask the question, not answer.
I don't even know. I mean,
Theo Fleury.
I already got it. If I had to pick, I'd pick the 89 white Theo Fleury 14.
I know you too well. How'd I know you're gonna
say I already have that. Another jersey that I don't have that I still cannot believe I have never bought is the old red 89 or the 1989 year, the red Al MacInnis.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's one I'm surprised I've never broke down and bought. But yeah, those are mine that stand out to me. So last weekend was a nice weekend. I was feeling better. I watched a little bit more live hockey. I didn't have any games, or I didn't get to go to any live hockey because there was really nothing going on in our area. So I actually got to sit down, settled in on Friday night and Saturday, had some college hockey on Friday night, watch hockey and some pro, watch a ton of pro hockey on Saturday night. It was great. There was a lot of really good games, a lot of fun games. Sunday, I didn't watch any hockey. Why is it? Unless my team plays Sunday, I don't watch any hockey on Sundays. And I'm not a big football guy, so I don't know why that is. It just, I wake up in the morning, Sunday morning, watch all the highlights from the weekend, and that's what I get on Sunday. So, I don't know.
There's some good games this weekend in NFL. Good games.
All right, hockey fans, enjoy this week's hockey action. We're back again next week, same night, recording for a Tuesday drop. More great hockey talk every week. It's the Debate Hockey Podcast.
Hockey fans, that was another great episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with Brad Berut and Blake Friars. Keep it locked on debatehockey.com for podcast updates. Subscribe on all the major podcast players and never miss an episode. Controversial NHL hockey talk every week, presented by Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.